In Washington, D.C. today, like a CEO on the way out dealing with some frustrating unfinished business, President Obama came before reporters and took another pass at one of the oldest issues of his presidency.
Today, the department is submitting to Congress our plan for finally closing the facility at Guantanamo once and for all. It's a plan that reflects the hard work of my entire national security team. So I especially want to thank Ash and his team at DOD. This plan has my full support. It reflects our best thinking on how to best go after terrorists and deal with those who we may capture.
But will it turn out any differently than all the other times he's taken on Gitmo?
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
It is expensive.
We will close the Guantanamo Bay detention camp.
It is inefficient.
But make no mistake, we will close Guantanamo prison.
Guantanamo will be closed no later than 1 year from now.
That is why I ordered the prison at Guantanamo Bay closed by early next year.
For those of you counting, 91 prisoners remain at Guantanamo Bay, 92, I suppose, if you count President Obama himself, politically trapped by Gitmo gridlock in the Congress. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, the president is kind of one of the prisoners at this point.
Well, his legacy certainly is, and I don't know if any of the Obama voices in that montage, John, went all the way back to the campaign in 2007 and 2008, because it could have. Obama's been promising this since he was a candidate. Incidentally, President George W. Bush before him wanted to close Guantanamo Bay, and so did John McCain in 2008, who was President Obama's opponent at the time. But that hasn't helped. This is not one of those cases where Congress has one view, the president has another view, and he's going to take some form of executive action or executive order to get around them, the old pen in the phone strategy. Congress has spoken very clearly on this issue, John, in a number of defense authorization bills. There is no money available under federal law right now for the president to transfer any of these detainees to the United States. It's illegal at the moment. And House members here and Senate members of the GOP say they have lawyers ready to sue the White House and the president on yet another issue if they try to transfer any of these detainees. We're talking about 45 to 50, 46 detainees. The Department of Defense says 30 to 60 detainees could be housed in the United States. Now, this was met with almost universal condemnation from Republicans today. I spoke to Jim Inhofe. He's a senator. He's from Oklahoma, former chairman of the Armed Services Committee.
His problem is this. He's looking at legacies now. And one of his legacies has been, since even before he was president, was to close Gitmo, which is just outrageous. I mean, where else in the world can you find a place to put these people? These are not prisoners. These are not criminals. They are terrorists.
Well, it's not entirely clear that they are terrorists. That's James Inhofe. And I'm wondering if you could explain a curious statement that the president made at his moment before reporters today at the White House. He described that this was once a bipartisan question. Listen.
During that period where we were putting the pieces in place to close it, what had previously been bipartisan support suddenly became a partisan issue. Suddenly, many who previously had said it should be closed backed off because they were worried about the politics. The public was scared into thinking that, well, if we close it, somehow we'll be less safe. And since that time, Congress has repeatedly imposed restrictions aimed at preventing us from closing this facility.
And so the argument now is it doesn't help our national security to keep it open. Is that going to fly?
The White House is also trying to make a financial argument here, saying it'll save us $335 or $350 million over the next 10 years because we're spending so much housing these people. The argument's not going to fly in this Congress, John. I can tell you that. However, we have reported on the scouting that DOD was doing on this. They've identified 13 facilities around the country. They haven't said exactly where they are, but we know that some of them, potentially Colorado. Jim Inhofe doesn't like the fact that one of them is at Fort Sill in Oklahoma. He says, no, we don't want them. They've talked about Illinois as well. So probably kick to the next administration, but Obama says he's following through on a promise. Can he convince Congress? Not this week and not next, I don't think.
Unfinished business likely to remain unfinished. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.